This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers. Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can.
The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and our Periscopians out there watching on Periscope and Facebook Live. By the way, Mr. 315 is on Facebook Live chatting with
any of your comments that y'all want to post.
So we got the bases covered tonight.
Absolutely. No, we do.
Yeah. So getting into the show today, we're going to wrap up today's show. We got two words for you, bomb for Yaj. We'll talk some NBA. We'll talk about NFL, a lot of NFL stuff going on, and we'll touch on the NBA for a minute. Let's start there. But first, let's go who you sitting at the bar with this week. I know who I am. He just got traded.
I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the
who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
All right, who you got this week sitting at the bar?
When he's up and able and running again, I know I just reported that TMZ Sports had put out that Cliff Robinson was in the hospital in Oregon. Once he's able, I'm sitting with Cliff Robinson.
Sitting with Cliff Robinson. Man, them stories.
Pour him a shot. One, how did you open a marijuana shop? And two, where did you come up with the name Uncle Spliffy's?
Uncle Spliffy. That is great.
Shout out to Cliff Robinson.
I feel like we should do Uncle Spliffy's awards of the week.
Who's getting a spliff from us this week? I don't know if it's that might be against the law to pass out spliffs.
Yeah, I don't know. We can do spliffs. It'd be a good try though. What would be that's actually a great question of the week. What would be if you were naming a marijuana shop? What would it be called?
What would it be named?
What would you name your marijuana shop?
For me, it'd be Big Shot Bob's Buddha. Bob's Buddha. Come get it. I got it. Buddha Bob's.
Summit Bongs. Nah. What'd that do? Can you smell it from the top of the summit? No. Something like, oh, no. We'll figure out. Tweet it out. So that'd be our question of the week. What would you name your weed shop? There you go. Let's get into this week's set. For me, it's Brock Osweiler. Just got traded to the Cleveland Browns.
He's going to need a drink. A few drinks.
And supposedly the Browns do not intend to keep him. $16 million guaranteed salary. Man.
Well, somebody's got to pay it. He's got to get cut. Because he's accounting for a huge cap number.
Yeah, the Browns are basically paying cash and cap space in exchange for the second rounder. So I have $16 million. I got to ask him how it feels to go to Cleveland.
Well, he's not going to Cleveland because apparently Cleveland's not going to even let this man come to the city. They're about to just cut him.
So I wonder where you think. Now we're going to talk about where Osweiler ends up.
He ends up at home on his couch in Arizona.
You don't think he'll play again?
You want Osweiler?
Somebody will pick him up.
The
New
Jets.
York Jets.
The Bears.
No, Bears got theirs, man. They
who they got?
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
Long neck ain't.
Mike Glennon going to have just the same season as Matt. What's the
face? Are you kidding?
Brock Osweiler.
I bet you Glennon. I will bet you $10
They're
bucks
both
Glennon
tall,
will have a Bears season.
Long delivery.
Are you serious? Glennon's a lot better than Osweiler.
Well, the Mike, long neck. I will say Mike Glennon did show more in college than Brock Osweiler right. did. So
getting ready, man. Come on. Getting to the NBA, Warriors lose back-to-back games this week for the first time since 2015. Then they lost to the Celtics last night. Sorry. Are they in trouble?
They are not in trouble. They missed shots last night. Shots that they usually make, they missed. And I don't know if it's the grind of them trying to get to their third straight NBA Finals. We just take it for granted how hard it is to get to the NBA Finals. To get there 1 year. Let alone get there for your third straight year. Like, a team in the Western Conference hasn't done that since the Lakers did it with Kobe Bryant and Bynum and Gasol. And that was a loaded team. So, they might be feeling the aches and pains of playing 100-plus basketball games a year for the past 2-3 years. And they don't have the depth that they've had in previous seasons. So, the starters have played more minutes. They're a little tired. But I think when it's playoff time and they need to hit shots, they'll hit shots. And Kevin Durant is well on his way back. They'll be okay.
If he doesn't get back in time for playoffs, they're in trouble.
They will get out of the first round.
If they match up against
like a tough
Grizzlies, would be a tough matchup.
Like right now, who's sitting at 7 and 8 is Portland and Oklahoma City, and they handle both of those teams with or without Kevin Durant.
You see, I don't count Oklahoma City out of that matchup.
Now, Russell Westbrook plays crazy and gets a little help.
Now, let me go Denver. I don't even put them as not a chance to beat Golden State. You just – the kid Jokic for Denver.
He's in Portland Tolson. Now.
No, they got the other guy.
They got Plumlee. Jurek.
No, they got Jurek.
They got Jokic.
Jurek's the better one. The one that gets triple doubles and everything else all the time and can shoot and score. But they got him, Plumlee. But they still got Fareed, Wilson. I don't think they win. I think it'll be a closer matchup.
Like they'll win a game. Oklahoma City. They would win a game in Denver.
But Oklahoma City is a team I would think would be giving them dangerous runs. I mean, Russell, you just added Taj Gibson. You added McDermott for threes. You got more balance.
They still don't have a dominant second scorer. Somebody they know could get points when Russell Westbrook isn't getting buckets.
And that's true. Memphis right now is the 6th seed. If somehow Thunder passes the Grizzlies,
the Thunder aren't going to pass the Grizzlies, and if that would be their best chance, because they don't match up well with Golden State or San Antonio. Like they need to get up to the 6th seed and hopefully play Houston or play the Clippers if they wanted a chance. But I would love to see Golden State and Oklahoma City 2-7 matchup in the first round. I mean, that would be my ideal matchup. That would be the basketball gods working for me.
Before we move on, we had a Eagles fan, of course, said Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, let's go Eagles. Wentz finally has some weapons. You do. You still need a running back, offensive line, defensive secondary, kicker, punter, running back. Did I miss any other position? You still got some holes on the team.
The names look good on paper.
Alshon Jeffrey. And don't forget, Alshon Jeffrey hasn't played in 2 years. You talk about Tony Romo all the time that hasn't played. Alshon Jeffrey ain't played in 2 years.
He was out there last year, but he wasn't that great last year.
He's not been healthy.
Torrey Smith has been in purgatory.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's left with Torrey Smith. I haven't seen Torrey Smith.
Right. Going back to the NBA, though, Golden State, I think they'll be okay, but let's see Saturday how they play against San Antonio. Because they're only game and a half up on San Antonio right now for the 1 seed in the West. Who should win the MVP right now, Harden, Westbrook, or Leonard? Leonard has sneaked into that conversation.
I love Kawhi Leonard, man. He is
defense
and
offense.
He is my favorite player, man. Yep. Like, he is my favorite player to watch in the NBA. And I wouldn't be mad at all if he won the MVP. I think James Harden has a slight edge because Harden has the better stats, and the Rockets are really competitive, sitting third right now in the Western Conference. I think it's Harden.
You think Harden?
Russell Westbrook.
You don't give Westbrook the triple-doubles?
I know his stats are amazing, but his team ain't winning. And I know he lost to one of the top three players in the world last year, and he still got his team winning games in the playoff position. But those other two guys are doing the same thing.
If you look – somebody actually made a good point. If you take before the season, you look at the Thunder and you looked at the Rockets roster, who had more talent before the season?
Before the season. You would think the Thunder had more talent.
Right, because you look at the Rockets, Ariza, Ryan Anderson,
Gordon. But you knew the Rockets had shooters because Anderson, Gordon,
right,
Ariza, they're all shooters.
You didn't know how good they were going to do because you look at the talent, you would think the Thunder.
I knew that they would flourish under D'Antoni's system.
Well, I would.
Because they
last
had
time,
a team to flourish.
I didn't know that because the last two times we've seen D'Antoni, it's been a disaster.
He didn't have this team around.
No, he didn't, but it's been a disaster the last two times he coached.
Yeah.
Lakers and Knicks, it was a disaster.
Like, he had Kobe Bryant, who's
right,
probably the best one-on-one player of all time.
But
with Dwight Howard, that ain't work, and then the New
York
thing. You know.
You look at my point is, you know, Harden had less talent than Westbrook at the beginning of the season. How's that any different than now? No, I mean, Harden's doing just
Williams
as much.
And yeah. Harden has to do as much. He handles the ball all the time.
So, I could see Harden win.
I got a slight hedge for Harden. I actually thought Harden won it 2 years ago when they finished second in the Western Conference behind the Warriors that year and got to the Western Conference Finals. And Dwight Howard had missed like 50 games. James Harden just carried him. But they gave it to Steph Curry anyway. I thought Harden deserved it that year.
And Kawhi Leonard, look, he plays offense and defense.
Like Kawhi,
there's nobody
the
better
man
defensively.
And yeah, like at the end of the game, there's
and that
nobody.
Game winning shot the other night, he hit.
Nobody, there's nobody you want right now. Maybe Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
but Kawhi Leonard.
That's true. Moving on to NFL, we'll talk about NFL stuff going on. Getting to the serious stuff. Jabril Peppers impresses a 4.46 40-yard dash at the combine. Fournette runs a 4.51. Dalvin Cook runs a 4.50. At the combine.
Very fast times, what we expected from those guys. Jabril Peppers, they're confused on because he only measured at 5'10¾", I think I saw his height. So he's a little small for a linebacker, and he isn't used to playing safety, so we don't know about all his ball skills or his coverage skills. But you're getting a hell of an athlete. You're getting a football player. A good coach can coach him up and make him what they need him to be.
He's a perfect New England Patriot if he slides down. Hopefully Dallas will get him, but I doubt it. Real fast breaking news, Kansas lost to TCU 85-82.
Wow, Kansas.
In the quarterfinals.
Well, Josh Jackson didn't play. He was suspended for his arrest.
Oh, wow. But still, so, you should still beat TCU.
You know how conference games are in conference tournaments.
Not sure. But Kansas usually don't lose first round tournament.
Usually
don't. Finals if
usually
they lose.
Don't.
But yeah, it happened this year. Going to the rest of NFL news. Was there any other combine news you wanted to share?
Miles Garrett looked like he was supposed to look. Like he looked like the number one pick. 30 reps on 225 or something like that. 40-inch vertical, 4.6, 4.5, 40. Dude was all that in a bag of chips.
Was he more impressive or was Heath Evans more impressive?
Heath Evans.
Did you
did
see,
you
Heath
see him
Evans?
Throwing up that 225?
225, 45
dude
times.
Dude was slinging that 225.
And he's 38.
Dude is – yeah, Heath Evans showed
and
out on the bench.
He's trying to make a comeback.
Hey, get that man – he's still chest strong. He's still kid strong. He can play the game.
I love when he was playing. I thought he was a great fullback. Some other news – the 49ers and Kirk Cousins – not 49ers. The Redskins and Kirk Cousins. Cousins went to Daniel Snyder, said, I wanted to be traded. Snyder says it's not happening. Should they just trade him to the 49ers?
If they don't want to trade him, give him a long-term deal. If he is your guy, what is the hesitation about giving him a long-term deal? That's all Kirk Cousins wants. He wants you to show him the love that he's been trying to show you. If you don't want to show him the love, trade this man.
I have been thinking about this. He's a top 12 quarterback. I'll say top 12. I wouldn't say top 5, top 10. I'll go 12. Because when he plays good teams, he's really bad.
He's been mediocre.
He is really bad when he plays good teams. Now, on the other point, when he plays bad teams, he's really good. You know, you know, last year he played from behind against Dallas, so I don't count the 480 yards he had passing late because they were, it was late. But he went in the NFC East, he's the best quarterback in the East.
I don't know about that, man.
Who you gonna put above him?
Eli Manning.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Mr. Interception?
Not the past couple years with this West Coast offense.
Gosh.
Like, he's been more efficient than not. His team went 11-5. They
you really
beat the
put
Cowboys.
Eli,
and he has two Super Bowl trophies and two Super
Stop
Bowl MVPs.
Stop living on the Super Bowl.
I got to live on
he's
the
He's got 150 turnovers since 2011.
So?
That's
so?
Horrible.
So?
And no, you bash Tony Romo
Kirk
for
Cousins
turnovers.
Has a turnover
you sit here and bash Tony Romo when this guy is turning the ball over left and right.
And he's won Super Bowls. Kirk Cousins.
With a defense.
Kirk Cousins turns the ball over and doesn't win anything.
Give Tony Romo a defense and see what may happen. It'd be better than this.
Somebody has had to make those throws that they needed to get down the field, and Eli Manning has made those throws.
All right, last year, 26. No, this year, 26 touchdowns, 16 picks.
There you go. 26,
really?
16 what was,
picks?
What was Kirk Cousins' number? I bet you Kirk Cousins' number was somewhere in the ballpark. In the vicinity of the same ballpark as Eli Manning. I guarantee it. I absolutely guarantee it.
25-12.
There you go.
25-12 is better.
26-16 is in the same ballpark.
But 25-12.
Whose team went
listen,
to the playoffs?
Hold on, I'm not done. 25-12, a 97.2 rating, and 4,972 yards, 17 yards. Eli. 4,027 yards, 86 rating. Kirk Cousins had a better
a little
season.
Better rating.
He did. He had a better season. The year before, I'll give it to Eli. Eli had 35 touchdowns, 14 picks the year before, 44-32, 41. Kirk Cousins had 29-11 the year before. So 2 years, dude, I would still take – Kirk Cousins or Eli.
Like, I mean, Washington needs to pay Kirk Cousins because they – you see these teams struggling with quarterback issues. You really want to go back into this
quarterback
drama?
Well, who else you
going to
go
drama?
With is the question. Who you going to get?
Exactly. You so, want to draft Mitchell Trubisky?
But nobody the problem ever? is who – I mean, what are you going to do?
They're going to get Brock Osweiler. He's about to be cut.
If you put him on a – if you get him a extension next – if you get him a extension now, you're good. But you don't have to pay him $24 million this year. For franchise him. Next year, if you franchise him, it would be $35 million.
It wouldn't it be ironic that the team that ran him out of town – oh, that was Alex Smith. I'm sorry. But San Francisco, my God, San Francisco, how far have we fallen? You going to trade the number two overall pick for Kirk Cousins? Who was it, like a third-round pick?
But who you going to get number two anyway? Think of it, you going to get Mitch Trubisky. Would you take any quarterback come out in this draft over – Kirk Cousins.
No.
I wouldn't. No. Even Deshaun Watson, I wouldn't.
No. Because so, Kirk Cousins has shown me he can play in this league.
Going to some other news, 49ers signed Pierre Garçon to a crazy contract.
$16 million this season. Jeez.
I thought he was overpaid before. He got overpaid again. But, hey, 49ers signed Brian Hoyer as well.
And that's what makes me think, hey, they might not – trade for a quarterback that they might just draft a quarterback instead of quarterback because Brian Hoyer can be a stand-in while you're filling those holes that you need to fill.
But you know how it is when a quarterback comes in that you drafted and you have that relationship with that quarterback like Kyle Shanahan does because of D.C. Washington.
Brian Hoyer knows he is just a temporary clog for whoever's coming into San Francisco.
But if
he already
get,
knows that.
If you can make a trade to get Cousins, I'm saying, all right, let me go ahead and do it. I mean, because your options, even next year, if you don't get Sam Arnold from USC, who you got? You got Rose and maybe at UCLA, but, you know, next 2 years, who's coming out in these drafts?
Well, we'll find out. Mel Kiper and Tommy Shea will keep us informed.
Yep.
And Ian Rappaport.
Bills bring back Tyrod Taylor. They also signed Patrick DeMarco. Broncos signed ex-Cowboys Ronald Leary to a four-year, $35 million deal. That's a lot for the worst lineman on our line. But I get it. Broncos needed a lineman. Redskins signed ex-Cowboys defensive tackle – Terrell McLean to a 4-year, $21 million deal.
The moves are happening. Yep. They're happening fast, man.
Rams signed left tackle Andrew Whitworth to a 3-year, $36 million deal. That was the one I was talking about. He is 35 years old. He just got paid. Here's the rest of the news. Of course, the Bears signed Mike Glennon to a 3-year deal worth $14.5 million a year. I think it's a good move. I mean, what? Who else you going to get? Mr. 315, tell us what you think. If you're on Facebook Live or Periscope, what do you think about Mike Glennon? I think it's a good move.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, Chicago. I mean, you lost all your offensive weapons. You're rolling with Cameron Meredith and
– and Jordan Howard.
And Jordan Howard and Kevin White.
If he's healthy, I mean, look, if you – they have some weapons on offense. Jordan Howard and you just like you said, Meredith. I mean, you know, it's not like they're San Francisco. San Francisco ain't had no
weapons.
I mean,
I don't know. When Mike Glennon started before Jameis Winston showed up in Tampa, he wasn't that
– well, Josh McCown – they took the job away from Glennon, and Glennon didn't have a full season to do anything.
And they let McClown in, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Torrey Smith signed with the Eagles, so did Alshon Jeffrey. He signed a $14 million contract for 1 year. That's a good rental. Kenny Britt signs with the Browns, getting $8 million a year. 49ers make fullback Kyle Juszczyk the highest fullback ever with a 4-year, $21 million deal. Man. Jags signed Cowboys safety Barry Church to a 4-year deal worth $6 million a year. That's not as big as people make it out to because he's the backup to Byron Jones anyway. Calais Campbell signs with Jags 4 years, $60 million deal with $30 million guaranteed. He got paid. The Browns make Kevin Zilter, highest paid guard at NFL, with 5 years, $60 million deal, $31.5 million guaranteed. Lineman's getting paid. Jags also signed Texans cornerback A.J. Bua to a 5-year, $67.5 million
Isn't
deal.
Isn't it
Bue? Bue, thank you. $26 million guarantee, Bue.
It's Creole.
It's Creole?
We'll say it's Creole.
All right. The Bucs signed DeSean Jackson 3-year, $35 million deal. $20 million guaranteed.
You knew he was going to get paid from somebody. Wow. There he goes. Someone else we got to contend with.
Pat signed Stephon Gilmore to a 5-year, $65 million deal with $40 million guaranteed. That is unusual for the Patriots to sign.
Why didn't they
somebody.
Just pay Malcolm Butler? I don't understand.
I think he fell out of favor. That's the reason they're trying to trade him. Eagles signed Alshon Jeffrey. We talked about. Does this make the Eagles that much better?
The it looks good on paper. The only thing that's going to make them better is the development of Carson Wentz this offseason.
They need a running back. That's the thing.
They're
going to
address that in the draft.
They need to address that running back situation. If they get a guy like Dalvin Cook, that's going to be really good for him. And even Fournette would be good, I think. Dolphins signed Pro Bowl safety Rashad Jones to a 5-year, $60 million extension, $35 million guarantee. That kid can play. And, of course, we didn't really – the Texans trade Brock Osweiler to Cleveland, who they were talking about letting go. So now Tony Romo will probably end up in Houston. What do you think? Osweiler – should Cleveland keep him?
No.
Okay. What about the Jags with all these signings? They're still
going to suck.
Really? They signed Church, Bue, and Calais Campbell.
Doesn't matter. Their offense is suck. Their quarterback isn't elite.
Should they sign a quarterback to go?
They have no more money. Who they going to sign?
They had the most money to spend this offseason.
That was the Browns and the Niners.
Oh, I thought they were there with
the Jags were up there, but no, they ain't. Who else they going to sign? Nah, they going to suck, too. Doesn't matter.
Any other NFL news you want to add?
Mm-mm.
All right. That's all the news, the NFL signings that we had right now. We'll talk about some more later in the week. It's like Christmas Day when the signing period begins. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
All right, two words. J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters tried to fight at the end of the Cavs Heat game.
Let him go.
Big time brawl. Let him go at it. Rick Rude to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. 2017 Hall of Fame will be inducted by Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Weird presenter?
Really? This is WWE, because I don't know who else you're going to get to put him in. Just happy that he's in the Hall of Fame. I don't care who puts him in. Charles Johnson wants team to make a run at free agent Julius Peppers. I just want him to retire a Panther.
So what?
You don't see him retire a Panther?
Who cares?
You could sign him to a one-year deal and then let him retire.
If that's what he wants, but Jay Pep probably wants to continue to play.
All right. Big Pep. MJ's private jet features a Jordan 2 elephant print.
When you got it.
You got it. The ceiling is the roof. Vince Young signs with CFL team. Hasn't played since 2011.
Gray Cup. They going after the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Way to go. Happy for y'all, man. Happy for you, Vince Young. Maybe you get back in the league.
Absolutely. Give him a, hey, this is the way you need to go. Hey, Tebow, take a note. This is how you get back in the NFL. You go somewhere else, you prove yourself, and then come back. All right. And lastly, but not least, let's go into Bon Voyage. All right, you getting Bon Voyages?
Of course, we're going to say Bon Voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. As always, thank you for joining us, Periscope, Facebook Live, for listening on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, picking up the show on the Facebook page, if that's your way, or on the website, man. Continue to support.
Absolutely. Keep following us. Tweet out the show. You know, every time you listen to it, share it with all your friends and family. I got a couple Jets release. Brandon Marshall, of course, he signs with the Giants. 49ers release Torrey Smith. After two seasons and a five-year deal, he signs with the Eagles. Andrew Bogut will miss the rest of the season, breaking his leg. Bears release Jay Cutler. I know Mr. 315 is okay with that. And lastly, Outlaw Ron Bass passed away at age 68. He's former WWE wrestler.
I saw that. George the Animal Steel passed.
Yep.
I don't know if we mentioned that last week.
We did, but hey, it's all we're talking
about. Another shout out to George the Animal Steel, man.
You also had, there was another one that passed away as well. Oh, Ivan Koloff. We talked about that.
Nikita Koloff's brother, right?
Yeah. The Russian bear. You got anything else?
As always, man, sports is life.
And as always, you can catch us everywhere and have a great week in sports. See you later.
Side piece.